Buffalo Bills combine coverage is presented by Napa Auto Parts. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store for Napa know-how and all your car care needs.
Chris Brown here on BuffaloBills.com at the NFL Combine in Indy, and we're joined now by Bills GM Doug Whaley. And Doug, Rex said it yesterday, you guys got a lot of tough decisions to make here in the next couple of weeks. Obviously, you've got a plan in place. Where do the steps begin in terms of how those decisions have to unfold?
Well, with free agency, it starts this week mainly. Jim Overndorf and Russ Brandon and Kevin Megank will meet with all the representatives of our future unrestricted and restricted free agent guys. And on the college side, this is the nuts and bolts of what we do. Our scouts have been out all fall looking at those guys, watching film, practice, and games. Now we delve into the personality of them, doing assessment tests, interviews, and physical. So these are very important steps, both on pro side and the college side.
With respect to the cap, it's tight, as you've mentioned. You guys used some, you carried over your 15 space into 16 to help you a little bit there. You know, you've got some other tough calls you probably have to make here with respect to the roster. Restructuring is another option. I mean, have you reached out to some of your players to maybe do that yet? Is that on the board now?
No, that exactly. This is what this week is for, and J.O. and his staff will be busy all week meeting again with all unrestricted, restricted, and some guys that maybe want to extend.
Mario Williams' cap figure is a tough one in light of your cap situation. Where do things sit with that?
Again, we'll be talking to his representatives, and all options are open. We're not going to back ourselves in the corner and say we're going to definitely do that, do this or that, but what we will do will be the best for the Buffalo Bills in the future.
You guys have, you know, mentioned Richie Incognito and Cordy Glenn as priorities. So is this the week where the rubber kind of meets the road in terms of negotiations?
Absolutely. When we come out of this week, we feel like we'll have a really good handle on where we are with the process of being able to re-sign those guys. So this is an exciting time on and off the field for the Buffalo Bills.
When you have a cap situation as tight as you guys have, does that put more pressure on you guys to hit on more of the draft picks, knowing they may have to fill a few more of the holes that you can't fill with free agents and things like that?
You could look at it that way, but there's always pressure when there's draft picks. I mean, with the media coverage, any draft pick that doesn't do well, so the pressure's always there. But, yes, for us to get some depth and some backup quality, we're going to have to really do well in the fourth through seventh round. And I think what we've done the last couple of years, I've got complete faith in our scouting staff with Kelvin Fisher and Jim Monas and all our scouts, that we'll be up for the challenge.
And with that in mind, you guys only have six picks right now. Obviously, that can change. Are you open to maybe adding, stockpiling, if the opportunity presents itself, knowing that you're limited in free agency with the cap dollars?
I think that would be a bonus, but we're going to keep all options open. We've shown in the past that we're not afraid to do some deals and make moves, and if any time this year that situation presents itself, if we think it's a good deal for us, maybe even moving up. Yeah. You never know. But it's going to have to be something that is very intriguing.
Defensive tackle class, the common opinion is it's the deepest it's been in decades. What is your assessment as you see it, that group?
I totally agree. I think the draft in general is very deep. It's not top heavy like we've seen in the past, but you're going to be, I feel you can get some really quality players two through fifth round and maybe even sixth round across the board in any position.
At defensive tackle, you know, if the depth is as good as they say it is, does that change your approach in terms of, hey, maybe we can wait here a round or two, still get a quality player that can help us right away, and maybe we can address something else a little bit earlier where maybe the depth isn't as good?
And you hit it right on. I think that is something you weigh in on your decision. Now, you have to realize, and that's where you play, is this guy such an impact player that you don't want to pass, or do you think we can get a guy that's maybe a little less of an impact player later on in the draft and address another area?
With the quarterback class, I know you've already gone on record saying there's good developmental depth rounds two through six. So in terms of the opportunity you could have there, I mean, does that afford you plenty of chances to find potential backup for Tyrod?
I think if you look at it like we talked about, with this draft being so deep, I think it hammers the fact that we got to go by our board, stick to our board, stick to the best player available, because if you look at our roster, there's any position we could choose. So if we have the philosophy of sticking to the best player available. It doesn't matter what position. I think we'll do fine.